This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it? Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I've made it a point to ask a lot of people. People I interact with, even on construction sites, you know, construction workers or job leaders or concrete truck drivers and so on. I've been asking a lot of people this question. Did you ever think, when you grew up, did you ever think that you would end up in a world like the world you're seeing around you today? And they all answer, oh no, this is crazy. This is insane. And it's universal. I haven't had anybody say, yeah, this is about what I expected. This is pretty much the way things were back then. And everybody's polite and sane. And everybody's, you know, got their head on straight. And we're all trying to work toward a better future. No, no one says that. They're all like, this country's gone insane. What's going on with the radical left, the Antifa people? Out of control, violent people saying that they're bashing heads in the name of peace. Actually have weapons with the words no hate emblazoned on weapons. Look, everyday people, everybody I talk to, or I ask this question, says that they just could never imagine anything like this. I'm also hearing from quite a few people, not all of them, but quite a few. They think that, they say this is end times prophecy coming true. You know, they're talking about the total eclipse and the biblical flood in Houston, almost, you might call it, and the droughts and maybe earthquakes, war. What else is mentioned in the Bible? I don't know, in Revelations, like pestilence and, floods and earthquakes and all that stuff and total eclipses. I think they were all mentioned in Revelation, come to think of it. But they're saying that they feel like this is the end times. And so I ask them, what happens next? You know? And they say, well, you know, tribulation. We're in the tribulation. Now, I'm not a Bible scholar. I don't know much about that topic. I'm just relaying to you that a lot of people are saying that they're observing what they think is, end times prophecy and maybe signs of the tribulation and so on. I don't know what all those are. All I know is that I'm trying to be a voice of reason in this insanity that surrounds us. And what I know is that I've never seen things this crazy. Have you? You ever seen so much hatred from one group of people, you know, in this country? The media actually encouraging domestic terrorism and hatred, and so many people on the left openly calling for the assassination and murder of the president. Have you ever seen anything like that? I mean, even when Obama was president, the right-wing people, they weren't out there holding up Obama's severed head like Kathy Griffin did. You know? People weren't doing that. They would have been destroyed. They would have been arrested, probably imprisoned. And then things are unhinged. Have you ever seen so much corruption? Have you ever seen so much debt? Have you ever seen the insanity that we're seeing now with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and everybody thinks they've stumbled upon a magical money creation perpetual motion machine? It's just the latest Ponzi scheme, just another scam. They can't see it for whatever reason. Have you ever seen the world go toward another nuclear war like we have in North Korea? I mean, maybe some people living today were alive during World War II, but they must have been very young if they were alive back then, or very old now. I mean, most people living today weren't alive in 1945, right? The world hasn't seen another nuclear bomb dropped on anybody since then. You know, thank goodness. But now we're right at the verge of it happening again. Have you ever seen the insanity of all of this? the corruption, the deception, the fake news media, the faked media polls, the lying politicians, the false flags in the theater, that everything being played out for you is engineered for public consumption, engineered to push a specific agenda. You ever seen this much insanity? Because I haven't. I'm almost 50. And I've been around a while, but I've never seen all this kind of insanity before. And nobody that I talk to has ever seen it either. So the logical question is, where is it going? What happens next? And there are a few paths of where it could go, but almost none of them have a positive outcome, by the way. Not in the short term, anyway. Almost every outcome imaginable begins with chaos, bloodshed, revolution, civil war. You know, we're talking about some very nasty stuff. Nuclear war. There's almost no scenario in which everybody just decides to suddenly get along. You know, because the left hates America. They hate the USA. They chant against the USA. They hate it. They want communism. Those snowflakes in California, they have no idea what communism really is, how cruel it is, the incredible human suffering and injustice caused by communism. They can't see it because they've grown up in an entitled, easy life. They've had everything handed to them. They've never had to work for anything. They've never had to accomplish anything. They've been living the collectivist utopia in an artificial environment of, you know, California West Coast city life. So they think that communism is great. Collectivism is great. Look, everybody doesn't have to work. Boy, are they wrong. They're about to find out in a very harsh way. But they are demanding that everybody who disagrees with them be murdered. Think about that. They literally demand the mass killing of anyone with whom they disagree. And so they are, unless we can stop those people, they're going to push us into a civil war that they're going to lose. That's where it's headed. And there's nothing nice about war. War is bloody. War is vicious. There are no rules in war. People die. People suffer. You know, the economy shuts down. You can't get anything done. Business can't function normally. You have supply lines disrupted. I mean, one of the first things Texas would do in a civil war is cut off all fuel exports to anti-America cities like, you know, Los Angeles and San Francisco and, I don't know, liberal cities. Not going to be a pretty situation. So you've got a generation of children, of youth now indoctrinated by the college system, universities, public education, infiltrated by communists to brainwash people into thinking that communism is awesome. And I don't think that you're going to be able to change their minds. I think they believe that liberty is bad. They believe that America is bad. This is what they've been taught. Of course, they worship Al Gore and climate change, but they believe that they believe Christianity is bad. They think that white people are bad. They think that heterosexuality is bad. To them, the only okay person basically is a transgender or homosexual, non-white, non-Christian, you know, atheist, liberal, and everybody else, according to them, should be murdered. That's what they believe. That's what it's come to. So it's not hard to do the math and figure out that that kind of twisted, warped left-wing ideology is eventually going to bubble over into some kind of conflict, like kinetic conflict. And when it does, it's going to be a lot of bloodshed because they should be careful what they ask for. The day that the conservatives in America get activated to pick up their rifles and fight to defend their nation against tyranny and communism and radical extremism on the left, when that day comes, you're not going to be able to put that genie back in the bottle very easily. It's going to be a wipeout of many people on the left and perhaps many institutions on the left as well. It's going to be a, you know, once you activate the Second Amendment and you activate America's immune system against tyranny, there's no putting that back in the box. It's just gonna have to run its course and get things done until we're back to a nation of decent people who respect the rule of law, who respect due process, who respect the Constitution, who respect each other, and aren't filled with hatred and murder in their minds and hearts, by the way. So, just something to think about. That's where it's all going. Check out my website, civilwar.news. It's one of them. Also, newstarget.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope that we can avoid all of this, but not sure we can. It's going to get nasty, I think. Let's hope it doesn't, but be ready in case it does. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.